Time for the Wake Up Calls Pet Project, where we help Bark rehome animals. And Ben from Bark is with us this morning. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on again, guys.
No problem at all. So we're going to talk about Red. And Red, unfortunately, it's not the first time Red's been back with Bark looking for a forever home. So perhaps tell us about Red the dog first.
Yeah, we have spoken about Red on the radio before, so you might remember a little bit about him. But Red's a 3.5-year-old Kelpie cross male. He came to Bark quite a shy and timid boy, and has spent a bit of time in our care, and is now a very vivacious, happy-go-lucky boy looking for a new home. He'd certainly be suited to a family situation with kids sort of 10 and older. As long as he was the only dog in the home, Red would fit in quite well.
And what do you see? So you say only he's the only pet. Well, so no cats, no nothing else, but the kids are okay.
Yeah, look, he's certainly a person orientated dog, but being a Kelpie and he's got a little working dog and Staffy mix in him, he's probably a little bit over stimulated by other animals.
So he's come back a couple of times to Bark now. So what would be the reason that he was given up?
Yeah, look, he's come back after a very short time, so he's only been out of the shelter overnight. He's come back to us both times through no real fault of his own, but no fault of the adoptive owners either. So one thing people need to remember when they're adopting through us is we do have a process we go through. We meet with the people and the family and any other dogs in their home. We spend up to an hour or so in a pen with the dog, answering all the questions, letting them know the behaviours that we see in the shelter. Any information we've got on the dog in its previous home, which we don't always have, and Red is a case like that, that we don't have all the information on Red. So we see certain behaviours in the shelter there, but what people are seeing when they get him home are different behaviours. So people need to realise when they're adopting an animal from a shelter, it's a bit like taking a stranger home. You know, you still got to build that relationship and let the dog settle and decompress from being in a shelter environment. So it's a bit of a learning experience for both the adoptive family and the dogs.
So that's pretty short term you're talking about. I actually had an animal from your predecessors there, a cat, and people had rehomed him because he was a shy boy, and now he's my favourite cat of all time. And it just took a little bit of time, so you've got to put some effort in, is perhaps what you're saying, a little bit of thought and everything else.
100%, yeah. Look, it certainly takes time for the dogs and cats, any animal through the shelter, to what we call decompress, to settle into a home environment. So you're not seeing their true behaviour in that short period of time when they're home. So we follow up on our animals we adopt out. We do give people a call about our dogs at day 3 or 4, once the dog's in the home, to see how they're settling in, to find out if there's any issues we can help with. And we will do a follow-up call at sort of 3 and 4 weeks to make sure that it's all still going well. But we're always available to assist with any help that people need.
Yeah, so I guess it's a responsibility. You take it on, it's a project. So that's why we call it our pet project, obviously. Ben, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do so?
Yeah, so we're certainly online at our website, and people can give us a call on 5441-2209. One of the programs we do use, boys, when we adopt animals out is a Petcademy website, which gives you a bit of an insight into what to expect from a shelter animal. People can also log on to that before they come in to adopt an animal to get a better insight into the expectations and what to expect when setting up for a new animal at home.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It really does. So people don't go in, you know, just full of love, but not the realities of it as well. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense. Hey, Ben, always great to chat, mate. Thank you very much for that, and we'll talk to one of your colleagues next week.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too. Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre.